The following is a lecture to the Indian community, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 27, 1976, in London, England.
He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namaste. Tattakanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Mrikabharate Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Panchakalpatarubhascha, Kripasindubhaye Vacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi, Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ambition or mission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Manobhishtam. Sthapitam yena bhutale. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is this. Jai bhaje sei baro avakta him char. Anyone who is devotee of Krishna, jai bhaje, who is engaged in devotional service of Lord Krishna, jai bhaje sei baro, he is big. Our calculation of big is small, not by the caste system. Jai bhaje. Anyone who worships or who is engaged in devotional service of the Lord, there is no particularly any person or any society or any caste or any nation is said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jai bhaje, sei baro. Jai bhaje sei baro avakta hinchar. And one who is not a devotee, he is the lowest and abominable. Jai bhaje sei baro avakta hinchar. Krishna bhajanate nahi jati kuladi vichar. So far, Krishna bhajan is concerned, there is no such distinction of caste, creed, nation, religion, no. Everyone. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. And Krishna's personal words are in the Bhagavad Gita, Manhi Partha Papasritya Jepishu Papujur. People are generally against the Mrechas, Javans, or the Chandalas, because according to Vedic system, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, they are supposed to be pious family. Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Less than that, even over, they are not so pious. So in that sense, there is discrimination. But Krishna says that Manhi Partha Vipasritya Jepishu Pavujuna. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Even he belongs to the Pavujuni. low-grade family. And because women and Shudras and Vaishyas are also considered as less important, so Krishna mentions Sriya Vaishya Satha Shudra Sripi Janti Parangati. Even women, Shudras or the Vaishyas, everyone can be elevated to the higher transcendental platform, Parangati. Parangati, Gati means advancement, stepping forward, Gati. So, everyone is given this advantage of stepping forward. Stepping forward, is it finished or not? Yes. Stepping forward, there are two ways. Stepping forward, gati. One way, go to hell, and another way, go to Krishna. Stepping forward. So who is going to back to home, back to Godhead? And who is going to hell? There are two ways. I think the Christians also believe like that. Either go to heaven or go to hell. Actually, there are two ways stepping forward. So here Krishna says, the greatest authority, that mang hi partha vipassitya jepi supapujonaya sriya vaishya satha sudra sripi janti parangati. This step forward means going back home, back to God. And another stepping forward, yes, there is. Matinna krishne parato sato va mitho vipadrita griham pratana adantagobhi visatagata visram punapunachar mitacharvana. The end of this process is, those who are not Krishna conscious, mati na krishne, their consciousness is not for Krishna. Mati na krishne, why they are not Krishna conscious? They cannot be? No, they cannot be. Mati na krishne parato satoba. By personal deliberation or by congregation deliberation. Sata mitha. Matinna krishne parato, or by the instruction of the spiritual master. Matinna krishna parato sato ba mitho vipad. Grihabhritana. Grihabhritana. Griha. There are different meanings of griha, especially griha we mean the home, house. Grihabrata and grihasta, they are two different. Grihasta means, although he is in griha, household life, his purpose is to go back to home, back to God. They are called grihastha. And whose only purpose is to live at home, decorate the home, decorate the wife, decorate the children, and make money to live very comfortably. They are called grihabhrata. Grihamedhi. They are not Grihastha. Grihastha means, although he's living with wife, children, family, but his purpose is how to become Krishna conscious, how to go back home. But they are called Grihastha. So Grihastha ashram is as good as other ashrams. There are four ashramas. Vedic civilization means four varnas and four ashrams. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So, those who are not following this principle of Varnasrama Dharma, living like cats and dogs, they also live with wife, children. That sort of living is called Grihabhruta. Grihabhruta naam. Matinda Krishna, they cannot become Krishna conscious. Matinda Krishna parato sato va vitho vipadita grihabhruta naam. Why? Na adanta govi. Go means senses. Go means cows. Go means land also. So, anyone who has taken the vow of sense gratification, that is the modern world, that somehow or other satisfies senses. They cannot control the senses. Adanta go. Adanta. Danta means control. Adanta, not control. Adanta govi. So what is there? Visatanta visram. They are going towards hell. Because this sense gratification process, unrestricted sense gratification process, is creating a situation of different mentality, and that mentality will be prominent at the time of death. And according to that situation, he will get his next birth. Jana jana vapi smarana bhavam tajat tanti kalivaram. Therefore, we have to become very, very careful. This life I may be born in big nation, America or English nation or some other nation or family, but if I create a mentality of cats and dogs, or if I do not take advantage of this human form of life, I remain dull as the trees or the animals, then next life we have to accept a similar body. This is the law of nature. You can say, or I can say, that I do not believe in the next life, but that is not the fact. The fact is, just like if a child says that I do not believe the next stage or next life to become a boy, or if a boy says that I don't believe next stage to become a young man, or a young man says, I do not believe that I shall become an old man. That is concoction. Nature's law will drag one after another. Similarly, the old man's body, when it is finished, he will have to accept another body according to your mentality at the time of death. This is the law of nature. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activities for the human society to save them. from a dangerous type of life. It is a very scientific movement. The fools and rascals, they do not know that there is next life, and one has to accept a type of body given by nature. Karmana daivanatrena jantar diha upapatti. According to karma, the nature, just like if you infect some disease without any knowledge. So that disease, infection, will develop. If you have infected the smallpox germ, then it will develop. You may believe or not believe, or you may know or not know, it doesn't matter. Nature's way is like that. Similarly, we are contaminating within this material world different infection of the modes of material nature. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. So that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasad juni janmasu. One is getting hard type of birth, one is getting lot type of birth. Why? The karanam gunasanga asya. There is, cause is different contamination of the material modes of nature. Therefore, in human form of life, we should not be irresponsible animals. The animals, they do not know what is contaminating, what is going to take birth next. There is nature's way. But when you come to the human form of life, you have got your discrimination. You have to make your choice whether you are going to hell or you are going back to home, back to God. That you have to make your choice. If you don't make your choice, if you miss this opportunity, then you are committing suicide. You are knowingly drinking poison. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Goai. My Lord Krishna, I have wasted my time without any meaning, without any good result. Why? Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Visho Khai. I got this human form of life. It was an opportunity to worship Radha Krishna, but I did not do it. I simply wasted my time in sense gratification. This means knowingly I have drunk poison. So, anyone can drink poison if he likes. Nobody can check. But it is a fact that if one does not become Krishna conscious in this human form of life, he is drinking poison knowingly. That's a fact. So people should be very careful, take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a blind, sentimental, religious faith. It is a great science, vijnanam. Jnanam me paramam guhyam tad vijnana samannikam. Jnanam te hang parvakshami tad vijnana samannikam. These are the words. It is vijnan, great science. Don't think that these people are sentimentally chanting and dancing. That is the process very easy made for this age. But if you think yourself that you are a great scientist, great philosopher, then we have got 84 books of 400 pages. If you have got actually learning, you can study them. We can convince you. And people are becoming convinced. We are selling books all over the world daily, $60,000 worth. people are receiving and they are appreciating. We have got big learned scholars' opinion. So the idea is that you must take to Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise you are drinking poison knowingly. Anyone, it doesn't matter what you are, either you are Indian or Englishman or American or Hindu or Muslim, it doesn't matter. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. I may say Krishna, you may say some other name. But this human form of life is meant for this purpose, to understand Krishna or God. Not vague idea, a clear idea. What is God? How He looks? What does He do? So many things we have to know. It is not vague idea. Simply to have a vague idea of God, that is also good, but that is not perfect. You must know what is God. Now how you can know God? The God is explaining Himself, coming down for your benefit. That is Krishna. Krishna is explaining Himself. I am like this. You see me. You know me. I am explaining myself. And still, if you do not take advantage of understanding God, then just imagine how we are drinking poison knowingly. How rascal we are, that God Himself is explaining before me everything about Him. And you are not taking advantage of this opportunity. And I am thinking I am independent. This is rascaldom. You are not independent. You are completely under the control of the laws of material nature. How you are independent? So this foolishness must be stopped. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Don't remain rascals, fools. Get to Krishna consciousness and be happy. Thank you very much.
Explain.
You spoke about the four principles.
Four principles.
Which are compulsory to Krishna.
Yes,
compulsory.
Because we are now dull brain. See, anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is described as a rascal. Namāna duṣkicinam mūrhā prapadyante narādhamā māyā aparita jñānā āsurī bhāvamāsī. This is the Krishna's words, that anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he must be in one of these groups. What are these groups? Duṣkṛtīna. Meritorious, sinful person. A person is merit, he has got merit. Just like a thief, a rogue, a cheater, he has got merit, undoubtedly. Without being meritorious, he cannot be an expert thief or expert rogue or expert politician. So they have got merit, but duṣkṛti. Kriti means merit, and dus means above them. Merit is being used for bad purposes or sinful purposes. They are called duskriti. This is one group. Another group, mura. Mura means fools, rascals or children, those who have no knowledge, or one who does not know what is the purpose of life. They are called murhas. And another group is called naradhava. Naradhava means the lowest of the mankind. This human life, human form of life, was given to him by laws of nature to understand Krishna or God. But he is not using it, misusing it. They are called naradhava. And then next group is māyā apurita jñāna. You can say there are so many learned persons, they are not Krishna conscious, they are after drinking and eating meat and their education. That he says, and they are educated, they are so-called educated, but their real knowledge is technical. Just like one is rich man, but his money is technical. So, these four groups, why this meritorious person or educated person, they do not take to Krishna consciousness? That means dull brain. So in order to make the dull brain suitable for understanding Krishna, these four principles of austerity is the first need. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Then his brain, the finer tissues of the brain will develop to understand Krishna. Otherwise it's not possible.